Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Say, oh, you're 5 feet on dating sites? You should be dead. That's okay?
They got little hands, little eyes. They walk around telling.
So this viral video that's going around of the bagel guy, a number of people tweeted in to say that reminds them of Paul Kuharsky.
Unprompted. We didn't ask this question. People were alerting us of this story because they saw the viral video and immediately thought of Paul Kuharsky.
Yeah, and then they hear the voice, too.
Well, it's right? The voice, it's the look. The first time I really thought this guy looks like Paul, and I sent it to you guys last night, there's a tweet of the up-close face when he gets chokeslammed.
Looks just like him.
Where he's starting to get nervous, and that one looks just like Paul.
Absolutely does.
It's very similar.
The only difference in the two men, one is willing for a physical altercation to take place, and the other is not.
Yes. Never would happen to Paul, because never in his life would he ask someone to go outside. Hope Hines is the one who knocks. Hope Hines is the one who asks to go outside, not Paul. Paul refuses to go outside with him. But that's what's amazing about the video, and if you haven't seen it, we've tweeted it out. We'll tweet it out again. But he gets in an enormous guy's chest, right, at one point.
Big guy.
Do we have the audio of the entire
Reed,
altercation?
Set this up for us. What, you have some comparisons of the bagel guy and then PK?
Yeah, so I have some clips of the bagel guy going off on various rants. This isn't his first time. He has a YouTube channel where he's apparently, all he does is go around and belittle people for belittling him for being little. So at the bagel shop the other day, this apparently just all started over him having some animosity towards women on dating sites that were making fun of him because he's 5 foot tall. Why he decided to rant about this in a bagel shop, I have no idea, but this is kind of what it sounded like.
Why is it okay for women to say, oh, you're 5 feet on dating sites? You should be dead. That's okay?
You got to admit, that kind of sounds like Paul.
Yes.
And here appears Paul also ranting about something. I don't know what it was.
Something crazy's going on here because this woman's walking around screaming like this.
So with that one more time, because we need a proper comparison for our audience to weigh in. That audio one more time, Reed, first of Bagel Boss, then of PK.
Why is it okay for women to say, oh, you're 5 feet on dating sites? You should be dead. That's okay? Why is it okay for women to say, oh, you're 5 feet on dating sites? You should be dead. That's okay?
And here's
now Paul.
Something crazy's going on here because this woman's walking around screaming like this. Something
Kirby.
Crazy's going on here because this woman's walking around screaming like this.
Kirby, your thoughts?
Their cadence is dead on. You could probably loop those two in a bit, you know, looking at the audio wave, and I bet there wouldn't be a whole lot of difference between the two looking at. I'm not. Their cadence is spot on.
I think that their cadence is spot on. It's a lot closer than I thought. But in Paul's words, Bagel Boss is too harshy. There's a bite to his New York accent that Paul has lost over the years.
Paul's more sarcastic.
Yeah, oh. Paul still has the Jersey accent, but that guy has that hardcore New York edge to his voice that Paul just doesn't possess.
Yeah.
Paul's smooth around the edges with the accent now because he's more southern than he is northern based on how long he's lived here.
Well, let's get into this, too, with Paul. Because Paul was pushing for assimilation with Mexican-American soccer fans this past week, right? On Monday, you weren't here, but he was saying, I'm ready for Mexican fans to root for the USA when they come to this country. What is Paul rooted for Southern since he moved from the North to the South in terms of assimilation?
That's a great question.
Warm weather.
It's funny that Paul wants Mexican-American soccer fans to root for the U.S. That's the last thing Paul would do if he moved into another area. And he proves that every day after he moved to the South. But yet when someone attacks him for not being Southern, what does he fall back on? Well, I'm more Southern now than I've ever been because I've been here longer than anywhere else in my life.
Here's also something that Paul would never do. This again is Bagel Guy.
Okay.
Dude, you want to step outside? You want to step outside? Huh? I'm not standing, pal.
Joe Pesci.
Yeah, that's
very Pesci.
That would never happen with Paul. But the video, he's in the chest of this enormous guy who's just sitting there taking it. Well, he's like, you want to go outside? To that guy, he does nothing. And then he says one wrong thing to another guy in the back of the line, and he could see the look in his eye. This is like Hutton on the plane flight out to San Francisco. There's a look in his eye because immediately he can tell he changed. He's like, all right, go ahead, attack me. And he does. He obliges, and he chokeslams this guy to the ground, is on top of him in no time.
Reed, do you have more comparisons, or is that the last cut?
No, here's Paul again ranting about something.
You're not working out. You're standing here in a group. Once you go in one of those rooms, you're working out. If you're lifting weights, I could see that.
It's pretty close. It's closer than I wanted it to be, honest.
They also,
I'm sorry, Paul.
They also
I didn't want it to
alike
be that close.
In the photo that you tweeted out last night.
They look a lot alike. We showed this to Paul originally, and he was in me. Oh, no, that guy's way shorter than I am. He's way more hardcore New York than I am. He does have more of a New York edge and accent to his voice, and he's definitely shorter than Paul, but there's a lot of physical similarities.
This is
again, we tweeted this out last night, but that shot, the close-up of his face as he's getting chokeslammed, looks just like Paul.
This is one of the cuts from Bagel Guy where this is from another altercation. This is the one to me that sounds the most like Paul and something that Paul would do, especially based on the conversation that we heard from Simon yesterday about Paul in the convenience store wanting the cold bottle of water.
I come in here to get a coffee, and this jackass right here asks me, what is my height?
That's something Paul would say, too. Ask him about his height. He did an interview on Inside Edition. Do we have that also, Reed, or no?
Here's
okay,
the
perfect.
Inside
this
Edition
is great.
Yeah,
I've not
great
heard this.
This is good stuff.
Do you think that a bagel shop is really the place to take out all of this anger with all of these strangers, public, innocent people around?
Why not? What do you mean take it out? And you're acting like I committed mass shooting or something. That guy, twice my size, that women love, the bullies, attacked me. You know what? I don't really, no offense, I don't really like you that much, so this interview's over.
The funniest thing about this video, and I know you've seen it, Reed, the visual of the woman conducting the interview, she's like 6'1".
Yes.
Next to him, they picked the tallest woman possible to just lord over this guy while she's interviewing him. And the visual of it, because he's so mad that he's short, it makes it all the more funny. I would watch more of this guy just because it's hilarious when he speaks.
Oh, he has a YouTube channel.
I'm going to subscribe. I love
Chris
it.
Chris Morgan, I think is his name.
He should get a television show out of this. I'd watch. Just he shows up and rants on different things.
I would just love to have him and Paul in the same place at the same time having a conversation about anything.
Yeah, if he ever gets that show, we need to interview him, and him and Paul can commiserate over different things.
Joe Pesci could play both of them in the film of their lives.
Oh, yes. Yes. Absolutely.
615-737-1045. Thank you for that, Reed. That was excellent. The comparisons.
So the verdict is in. They're the same person.
Yeah, they are. That's them.
Whoever brought that to our attention, thank you. And those that Paul immediately jumped to mind when you saw that video and heard that voice, we thank you, and we also let you know that you are correct. They are, in fact, the same person.